Okay, you're on Yisrael.
Okay, Boktov, everyone. So some interesting questions here, and kind of a discussion that we're showing him. And what's interesting is some of these questions are linked, yeah? So there's not so many, but so Mitzvah may be able to get through them, but they're linked, so kind of one to the other a bit in terms of the answers. So if we start off with the first one, yeah? So the Gemara says, so tishyesh la edim b'nidisayam, ena mayim bod kimosa. So the Gemara says, my timer, the amakra, the nistra, the hinit ma, the ein edba. By the way, you'll see the ein edba is not like 100% clear if that's part of the girsa or not. We have that as part of the girsa. Rashi has it as part of the girsa, but we'll see. But the question is, yeah, where is actually this learnt from, right, this drasha? I mean, we quote the pasuk, the nistra of hinit ma, the ein edba. And more importantly, how does this fit with the earlier drasha that we had, yeah? Now, what was the earlier drasha? If you recall, yeah, we said, where do we see the one aid is believed in relation to the tuma stage? So there's three stages, right? So let's say you need two aidim for kinui, two aidim for stira. I mean, obviously it's machlokas that bit, but everyone agrees that one aid is enough for tuma. So we say, because it says the ain aid bar, right? And then she becomes asa, right? And aid, we said, meant aidus, right? So the issue here is, yeah, that this seems to be taking the very same pasuk, the very same words, yeah, and here is learning a completely different thing, yeah, about two edim. So let's have a look. So this is Rashi. Yeah? Rashi addresses this head on. So he says, "Afav gav de darshinan leel, right? Leed echad ne'eman besota. The one ed is believed for a sota. With a sota vadis shelo tishtaod, yeah, and therefore a sota that we know has done an act of znus, yeah, because we've got one ed, she can't drink at all, yeah." Ein mikra yotze midei pshuto, right? Basically, we're going to have another drasha, really, because that what he calls pshuto, the simple meaning of the pasuk, it doesn't come out from that, yeah. But darshinan lei, and therefore we have a drasha nami hachi, right? How the aid ein bar, there is not, and here I think we're still going to be reading, let's say aidus, yeah. There's not aidus, yeah. Hu da amar, and that's the situation in which we say behavi ish es ishto v'chol parsha. I.e., yeah, it's kind of forward-looking, yeah? The rest of the parsha that then says, yeah, that talks about the fact that you know, she's going to go and drink the sota waters, and the sota waters, you know, will be effective and whatever, yeah? That's all in the situation of the Eidein Bar, where you haven't got Eidus, two Eidus.
Can you just focus on over there, because this is an important thing to know. Ein mikra yotze midei pshuto. Could you just elaborate on that for us?
Yeah, I mean, I think the point is that where you have, you know, a pasuk, right? And, you know, there's a simple reading of a pasuk, yeah? So even if you have another drasha, yeah, that kind of, you know, kind of makes a deal, kind of, let's say, learns out something, yeah? But insofar as that there's still a simple reading of a pasuk in the context of where the pasuk comes. So it doesn't, you know, it means that effectively, you know, the Torah is one of these things where you can read things different ways, right, within the same pasuk. Right?
Which is the pasuk we're reading?
Yeah, it's a good question. Now, here you see, yeah, that Rashi's holding, right, the very simple reading, yeah, of the, you know, there's no aidus, yeah, and then it carries on the thing. Is this drasha, so to speak?
There's none.
But the way we learned it beforehand was It made no sense to learn it that way, because otherwise the person would make no sense.
Yeah, but that's good. It's good. It means the simple reading without thinking. This seems to be what the person's saying. You know what I mean? Like, kind of, this is what it seems to be saying. And we have issues with that, so we say it must be saying this. But the posh pshat is there is no aid. So that's what we're saying, that stays.
I'm saying here right. We're saying there's no aid. I mean, we're still saying two aidim, but it's just what's it going on, yeah? The first reading was saying, yeah, it was going on the fact that she's tamea, right? She's got a din of being tame, right? Yeah? So basically what we're saying beforehand, we're saying there doesn't need to be aidus two aidim in order to make her have a status of tummy vadai, yeah? Just one aid is enough, yeah? But here we're saying what is really going on in terms of the parship shat, yeah, is it's going on the whole process, yeah? Right? The whole process of the May Sota working, right, is where there's not aidus, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because if there was aidus, then, you know, as we know, the whole, even if they're overseas, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, you know, they have to be overseas in a sense, because if there's aidus, then obviously you won't even get to the May Sota. So that's part of what here with Dosh, yeah? Okay, so that's Rashi, yeah? It's a very important Rashi. Now, we're going to see the next question, and this is why the two questions are a bit linked, yeah? So it says Sota, right? Sheyesh ba'ed minis yam einamayim bodkama. That's bodkama. That's the statement of Rav Sheshes. So I think I heard other people ask this. I was wondering at the time. Yeah, is this true only with there's two edim? The waters don't work if there are two edim, right? Or maybe it's even if there's one aid, right? And just to kind of like make the question deeper in a sense, you know, we know, let's say before she drinks, we know if one aid turns up, she's going to be a Sota Vada, yeah? She won't drink at all, yeah? She's, you know, she's going to be Asa. That's the first Drasha, actually, yeah? So here we're doing that different situation of where she has drunk and we've kind of say that they're overseas and we want to know whether the waters will work. So you could hear that, you know, well, since if this one aid had have turned up, she would have been a Sota Vada. You could hear maybe you only need one aid in order to overseas in order to make to say the water shouldn't work. But the Lashon of Rav Sheshes sounds like two aiding. It sounds like two aiding. Yeah? So we're going to see why this is linked to the first question in a second, yeah? But Tosfos here, quoted, he has this suffix, okay? He speaks it out. Misbaka the Rebbe, right? Idavka nakat edim. Maybe Rav Sheshes specifically, he says edim, right? Shnaim, yeah? Aval edechad lo meheminan. But maybe, yeah, one aid that turns up afterwards, remember, because we know one aid beforehand is believed, but one aid that turns out afterwards would not be believed. Why? To make minan lay, right, the Gemara, right, to my real acha shishatar, yeah, because we're talking here about, yeah, where the aidim turn up after she's drunk, yeah? To dafka kodim shishatar, hemina toyo la aid echad. Because maybe, yeah, that where one aid is believed, that's only before she's drunk, then there's special nemanus for one aid. Rav Sheshes d'amar b'gemara, Sota Shesh la'edim b'nisayam, Deina mayim bod kemasa, Davka edim nakat. So maybe that means specifically it has to be two edim, yeah? Below ed echad, yeah? Below aleph, right? Or Dilma, Kevan de'emina tova la'ed echad, right? Acha kinivistui, right? Stira. But or the other side of the coin would be, like I was kind of suggesting, yeah? That since we see that the Torah believes one aid, yeah? After you've kind of gone through kinui and stira, yeah? Right? Therefore, leka chiluk bein echad l'shnayim. So you see that basically one aid is equivalent in Sota, in the world of the Sota, to two aidim. Yeah. So maybe this shouldn't matter since she's believed for one. So if one aid turns up after the drinking process, maybe also should be believed. And also, if one aid is in the yam, the water shouldn't work. So Tosfos has a suffix. That's the main.
It's logical to say that one aid before works because she hasn't yet. She hasn't been proven to be a tamid from a Sota water. But once she's been proven, once the water she's drank and she is guilty.
Well, if she's guilty, then you don't need any
aid. So when did the aiding come?
So the aiding comes. See, always in our Gemara, the aiding, she's drinks, nothing happens, and then the aiding turn up, right? And that's what causes the whole question in our Gemara. That wait a sec, why should these aiding be believed? Like it looks like they're shakranim. Right, so we say, obviously, Rav Sheshes' proof is...
Maybe you need a stronger proof.
Ah, so I could hear that also. I could hear, like we were saying, yeah? You could also, maybe, yeah, that... I mean, he doesn't kind of speak this up, but maybe you would say that since she's drunk and it looks like the situation we're talking about is...
Okay.
Yeah, I could hear that a bit, yeah.
According to when we said simple reading,
The
simple reading would seem to
apply. Simple reading of what? Of the Pasuk? Well, no, because we're saying aid means aidus, yeah? I'm saying that the translation of aid...
But maybe that's a part of it, though, as well, though.
No.
Maybe a simple reading doesn't mean that.
Aid doesn't mean aid.
You want to say aid means...
Yeah, because, yeah, I was also thinking that. Maybe. I'm, that's an assumption you're making, I'm not sure.
Yeah. I say, because, don't forget, yeah, that when we saw beforehand, yeah, we made a klal across, we had a binyan av across the kol Torah kula, that aid means aidus. So I don't think we'd want to.
It's a general thing,
the dictionary translation, yeah.
Right.
Unless we've got a specific reason of aid,
right.
Is aid.
Right.
How are we learning two drushes now? I don't understand the whole thing then.
No, the two drushes again. The way I understood Rashi is the two drushes is what is this din of aid is going on, right? Is it going on the fact that Lonit's Fasa, which means she's Asa, which means they're coming before she's gone and drank any water, Sota waters, and they're turning up, she's now Asa, yeah? That's the drush that we had right at the beginning. Or is it, no, it's going on the whole Parsha, yeah? And it's because, you know, the continuation of the Parsha says, you know, Eidein Bar, and then the husband brings, and she's Sota water, blah, 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 which means that in order to have this whole Parsha, it has to be that you haven't got two Eidim, even in Timbuktu, yeah? So Rashi seems to be saying, this is my understanding of Rashi, that the simple reading is it's going on the whole parsha. Yeah, don't stop at the lonely tata, right, and suddenly stop and say, oh look, you know what, but one aid would be believed, yeah, to make it us. It just means that the whole parsha is only shaykh where you haven't got two aidim. Yeah, so that which is Rav Sheshes. That's the way I understood. So it's
I think the way Yeshiva they explained it, Rav Moskowitz explained it, was just basically that you're not allowed to make two drushas, right? So it's all, you're only to make one drusha. That's the rule. But Poshet Peshat is not a drusha.
Oh.
So he says that. So therefore, it doesn't go against the rule of two drushas from one thing. Poshet Peshat is just, that's just what it's saying. And then you have results. So there's only actually one drusha.
Right, no,
that's
how we get. Nice, yeah. Okay, so once again, so far we've got this the way that Rashi explained it, and we've got Tosfos who's mistapek. Now let's look at Shita Mukubetzes, because this brings the two things together. I think it's quite smart. So it says Shita Mukubetzes. Not there's part of it in between that I'll skip a sec, but let's have a look. So the Ha Vada Yadaba, right? So he says Kach Katu Pachosvim. Okay, now Rashi Piresh. This is where we're starting really. Rashi Piresh Demeve Eid Ein Ba Kedarish. Yeah. So Rashi explains that this whole drasha is from the Eidein Bar, those words, yeah? Bekasha, the Ein Derech HaTalmud L'Hachzir HaPasuk, yeah? She'ikah drasha b'memenu. Now this is a bit cryptic, but I think what he means is he didn't have these words in his Talmud. You see what I'm saying? So Rashi had this girsa and said that's where the drasha is from. The Shita Mukubetzes, the way I'm understanding him is, he didn't have those words for Eidein Bar. It just, it stopped before that. And so he was saying, he was upset with Rashi, because Rashi's kind of learning that the drasha was from words not brought in the actual Gemara. The Ode, another problem. And also, Eid Ein Bar, we've already got a drasha for that, which we, you know, Rashi himself dealt with, picked up on. But the Shita Mukbet says that's a kasha. Benirali lefaresh, yeah? And therefore, and by the way, when I say Shikim Mugbez, you'll see he's quoting the Rosh, I should point out. Shikim Mugbez comes a bit late and he quotes other Rishonim. Okay, Venirili Lefaresh, yeah? And therefore, I would think to explain, the Meministimara Behinit Ma. These are which are the words the actual Gemara quotes, if you don't then have, so to speak, the extra words that we have that Rashi's Joshin's from, yeah? The Pasuk says, Venistara, right? She goes into the seclusion of Hinit Ma, and she's Tameh, she becomes Tameh, right? Kedarish, yeah, that's where we're dashing from. Demashma, de Tuma, right, she becomes Tameh Besesa, because it's Benistera. She becomes Tameh in a seclusion without anyone seeing, yeah? Beleka Ella Edistira, and all you have is the people who see her going into the seclusion.
Nice.
But the Tuma part, Nistera, Benit Ma, right, the Nitmar part is within Nistera, is within something which is in seclusion. You don't have Edim for that part. The Muti Hecha de Ika Edituma. And that will exclude a situation of where you've got any Edim, yeah, that see her actually becoming Tameh. Now, Harosh Zal Peperushal. So that's the Rosh, a different Drasha from Rashi. Now I'm going to skip a little bit, yeah, because I want to skip the Magid Mishnah, and I want to jump to the words, yeah. The Ati Shapir. Can you see just two lines from the beginning? It's about six, seven words in. Vati Shapir?
Oh, the second line?
Two lines from the end,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, not big. Yeah, two lines from the end. Vati Shapir?
Yeah, I see it, yeah.
So it says, and now this drash, he says, Vati Shapir 2, it also goes well, Mash Hiksha Sham Latosvis, right? Ein Sham, the question that Tosvis has, Shatosvis Mifarshe Kar Rosh. He thinks that the very question Tosvis has is because he goes like the Rosh, yeah? Vesvirilahu, and he holds the Ministera, right? That he dashes from that word, Mashma Shatuma, right, Shatuma Nistara, right, Lagumri. That the Tosis was holding, at least on one side, yeah, that it's Mashma, that the act of Tuma has to be completely in secret, in seclusion, yeah? Vafilu me'ed echod, even from one witness, yeah? Beloba inan dumia to edistira, right? And therefore, and it's not similar to edistira at all, i.e., you know, forget one, two witnesses, it has to be nothing, yeah, for the Tuma part. And what's he explaining? He's saying, basically, that Tosfos that has a suffix, yeah, as to whether Rav Sheshes needs two witnesses or one witness, yeah? He says, where can that suffix come from? Now, this is the way I understand. If you're learning like Rashi, the Eid Ein Ba, Eid means Eidus, yeah? It means there's not two Eidim. So Rav Sheshes Drasha, all you'll be entitled to say is that there's not two Eidim, right? So if there's one aid, yeah, then that's not what we're saying. Yeah? If there's one aid, maybe the Sota waters do work. We're just saying, yeah, the Sota waters will only work if there's not Adas, yeah, two Adim. Uh-huh. That's Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet, uh-huh. You wouldn't ever have a question. Rav Sheshet says two Adim. The Drash is talking about two Adim. You never have a question. What happens if there's one Ad? So says the Shita Mukubet says, but Tosfos does have that suffix. Tosfos does say, well, maybe one Ad, just like before is believed, maybe after just one Ad, yeah? These are two tzadim and the suffix Tosfos has. So says Shita Mukubet says, according to this other Drasha that the Rosh has, yeah? Mm-hmm. That where the whole thing is learnt, because the fact that it has to be the Tumah happens in seclusion, there's no one there. So now I understand there's makom to say when Rav Sheshet said two Adim, he meant lav davka two Adim. Even if it was the one Ad, you see that the stira part wasn't, the tumor part wasn't in complete seclusion. And therefore, maybe once you have that drasha, maybe the sota waters aren't going to work unless there's literally no one who sees the tumor except for the sota water, so to speak, except for Hashem. So that the shmaka link. Okay. We haven't got so much longer, but okay, we've got a bit of time. So number three, yeah, this is an interesting question, yeah? So we say, the heart aimer zuchus tolaba, right? Remember when we're talking about this whole question, yeah? About is it, you know, why is it that yeah, Rav Yosef, exactly, yeah? Is there a proof from our Mishnah, right? That the sota waters don't work where you've got these two Adim that come, yeah? Now, we know these two Adim are believed, right? And Rav Sheshet says that they look like they're shakranim, right? Because the sota waters, so to speak, look like she was innocent. So the only possibility, says Rav Sheshet, is my din, right? That they're not shakranim, but just sota waters didn't work because of my principle. Mm-hmm. So that's Rav Yosef and says, no, that's not necessarily true, right? Why don't we say it's chus tolaba, right? So the question that Rishonim ask is, yeah, it's mashma that those are the only two options in the Gemara. Either you say the sota waters don't work, why? Because of Rav Sheshet. Or you say the sota stone waters, yeah, works, right? But chus tolaba, right? But what right. about another possibility? We saw, yeah, in the Mishnah itself, right? That if the husband has relations with her on the way, that's another reason why the sota waters don't work, right? So, and you know, it's because he has to be free from Aveira and so on and so forth. So maybe here, these Adim, you know, we always generally believe two Adim, yeah? And insofar as the sota waters don't work, let's just say that it's because the husband had relations. Why would we turn around and say they're shakranim, yeah? So let's have a look at the Tosfos Rosh. So he addresses this question, yeah? So he says, V'yesh lema, d'mishum hacha shasha, lema k'shirinan lehu le'edim. We're not going to make these Adim kosher, remember, because we're trying to work out that, like, it looks like she's innocent, and these Adim now saying they're guilty, there's hysteria here. So we're not going to make them kosher by saying, ah, I tell you, she really is guilty, but the husband's had relations with her on the way. We're not going to do that, yeah? Le'edim. Why? Devada le'rabbanan. Now, this introduces something else, hopefully, we'll see later on. Devada le'rabbanan.
This week.
This week, even. Oh, great. According to the Rabbanan, the Amri, Shemoshim la'edim. Yeah, the Rabbanan hold, yeah? What's the process, yeah? Once, you know, she's kind of becomes like a sota, you know, she's done the stira and she's going to be taken off to the base of Migdash to drink the sota waters. So the Rabbanan hold that we give her Adim, yeah, that have to look after her, basically.
Escort
her, yeah. We actually, in fact, we saw this already, didn't we, at the end a bit. No, Adim, like the Pirchik Hanum. Is that the same thing?
No.
That's a different thing.
That's only in the Bezer Industry.
That's all in the Bezer Industry. So you're right. So this is even before. Yeah. Right, on the way, yeah. Sorry, thank you. Yeah. So this is even the Rabbanan hold even before that, right?
It's elders as well. They're not young boys who are like.
Very good, yeah, elders.
Proper. Yeah.
Exactly, that's our point. That's what
saying. Sorry. So if that's the case, according to Rabbanan, Leka Mechash, right? Shema Ba'aleha B'derech, as you were saying, yeah? If according to Rabbanan, we escort her right from the beginning, then that's never a suffix, right? Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Nami, right? The Amar Bala Neman Aleha, right? Right. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says, right, that the Baal is believed. Yeah.
I mean, you don't need an escort.
You don't need an escort. The Baal is believed. Right. We're going to see because he's going to come and take her to the base of Mikdash. Yeah. And say, no, she's a sota and she should have sota waters. Yeah.
I want to bring to that mission and brings that as one of the things that.
Answer his question. Yeah. So you're saying, how could it be according to Rabbanan? So I guess the answer would be somehow if the process doesn't work. I'm saying it's not maybe the foolproof, yeah, right?
Right.
But all I'm trying to say is that it makes it incredibly unlikely. Right? I guess like you know you could say some kind of thing that she went to the toilet or something like that. You know, I suppose it's probably a similar kind of. But all the point is
it killed the rabbis. He killed his escort.
Killed his escort.
he took him out.
what we're going to see
he
here
said,
is
don't do this. He says, boom.
the basic approach we're going to see is it is it like kind of realistic chashash that he could have come on her deck? Is that a realistic explanation? So according to the Rabbanim, I'm going to say it's not a realistic explanation, right? Because there's an escort. And even according to Rabbi Huda, where we don't have an escort, and he's believed, Lekele Mechash, Shema Bahaleha, why? To Imkain, right? It should be Cain, yeah? Lama Haya Mashka Osa, right? Because why is he bringing her? Why is he giving her the soda waters, right? After we warn him and we say, She'ena Mayim Bodkima Osa, that, you know, if you've done any Aveira, it's not going to work in Baaleha, if you have relations with her, right? So, i.e., the very fact that he's counting on bringing her kind of makes us, it's not impossible, but it makes us think that it's very unlikely. Right, and therefore that's why we would never suspect that. Now listen to this. This is where Kishmak is also links, because if you don't say this, yeah, and we're going to link to the next part of the Gemara, yeah. Im lote mahachi, im came the Rav Sheshes, right? Ata mota shemra ala tahoris, right? Shem yum tameis yahayu, ella shabala baalecha, right? Al kocha, right? My vadai amar Rav Sheshes, yeah. So let's explain. Later on, if you remember the Gemara, yeah, we had a kasha on Reb Sheshes, yeah, that was brought, right, for Reb Shimon, yeah, who said, wait a sec, yeah, right, if it's true, yeah, that you're going to have Edim for Medina Siyam, right, then surely it's going to cause these bad ramifications, because people would see that she's innocent, like she looks like she's innocent, and say, ah, she's not innocent, yeah, maybe there's just Edim and Medina Siyam, yeah. And we see at that stage of the Gemara, right, no one was bothered by the fact that people would turn around and say, ah, she's not innocent. Her husband had relations on the way.
Right,
So with this answer, it answers that as well. Right? Because that's never a valid chashash that people would think. For all these reasons. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna skip the Miri, yeah? I'm gonna skip the Or Samech as well, yeah? See, the Or Samech is Geschmack, by the way. So if you want to look at it in any time, he's got other answers in terms of how to answer this question. So the next question, number four, yeah? So we say, Im ata oma zechus tola, madche ata esamayim, right? So this is what, again, the continuation we were speaking about, yeah? That if you're going to say zechus is tola, right? Then in that case, yeah? Then, you know, people are going to kind of, you know, speak, I say, oh, these waters, you know, I'm not so worried about them, yeah? They're not so effective, yeah? So, right, so now, according to Rav Sheshes, yeah, right, that holds that all opinions, yeah, say that there is a deterioration, yeah? Remember, Rav Yosef doesn't say that, but Rav Sheshes says even the Rabbanon is a deterioration, yeah? So why would this ever be a concern? Because surely, yeah, right, we'll see immediately that there's a deterioration. There's no one holds that nothing's going to happen, right? So the fact that it's Chus Toleba, right, why should that be a reason why people are going to say bad things? So this is Tosfos' question, yeah? So Tosfos says, Yesh Leimah, Hanashim Omdus Mishum Yisur, right? So even according, this is quite interesting, even according to the opinions, yeah, right, that there's going to be a deterioration, it's possible that it's not going to be kind of absolutely, like, you're going to see her, like, writhing in, like, pain and hair falling out. It's going to start deterioration, but, you know, she's going to hold herself in and kind of make herself look as if she's okay, right? Below ye nikola alta, right? You should say la alta.
No, that means, I think Tosis is referring to a Gemara later on.
Mm-hmm.
That the Yisra is referring to where the humbler, the stripper, you know, and the I don't think, could be she didn't even drink yet.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that's what I understood. Lo
ye nikola alta?
What's that?
Lo ye nikola alta?
I understood because she doesn't even drink. Or maybe, I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they just want to see her. The point is they're supposed to see her, like, ashamed. Well, whichever it is, because I hear Lo nikola alta sounds, because it kind of goes against the thing. I didn't see what Tosfos gained there. Basically,
okay, I don't know what. Put aside the point. The Loni Kalatas what Tosfos is saying is because Omedes al Ba'azara, right? Yotze Shemra. So when she's drunk the waters and it's not going to be immediately apparent, even according to the sheeters that hold this deterioration, right? It's not going to be immediate. What Tosfos is saying is it's not immediate apparent, right? Mm-hmm. That she is deteriorating. That's what he's saying, right? Alternatively, maybe people are saying, you know she was a sick woman, yeah? Right? This is not to do with the waters. Anyway, Tosfos is addressing this problem, even according to that. Okay, and do we have time for the last question?
Yeah, just kidding.
Okay, last question, number five, yeah? So it says, I was bothered by this, and so I was glad to see that someone addresses this, yeah? This is a slightly duck-a-sticker question, yeah? But if you look, it says, V'im ita, yeshla eidim b'nisayam, nami ata mochi shemra ala tahoris. This is the way we ask the question on Rav Sheshes. Now, if you look structurally, yeah, there's a bit of a discrepancy here, because when we talk about Tzchus Tola, we say two things. We say the one is that the waters would be madcha, which means people will put down the waters, yeah, and say, ah, they don't really work, and we're not worried about them. So even guilty women will say, we're not worried about them. And then the other side of the coin, we also say that people will speak badly about the people who are tahor, right? So there's two problems that kind of come out. And then with the Gemara says, but and if you hold what Rav Sheshes is saying is true, right, and it only focuses on one of them, that's the problem. It then says, right, Nami ata motzi shema ala ha-tahoros. So the question I was bothered by is, didn't we say beforehand there was two issues with the waters? One is that people put down the waters, say they don't work, and the other issue is, yeah, that people speak badly about the tahoros. And when it comes to Rav Sheshes, when we then say, I'll now turn that on to Rav Sheshes, we only bring the second one. So what happened to the first side? That people will speak badly about the waters and people won't be scared about them. So the Chidushi HaGrazas, right, addresses this. So he says, Hadalo ka'ama idach de ka'ama Rav Shimon, yeah? Madcha ata esamai me kola nashim ashotus, that people are not going to be scared, the women, even guilty women, let's say, won't be scared, right? That's mipnei shezer lo shayach bezer lo ma bifnei l'chol anashim. That's because this is not necessarily true for all the women, yeah? Because when we generally saying that the klal is, yeah, that if this is true, then for all women they won't be scared about these waters. Why? Daha lahani di yadu ba'atzmam shelo hayu edim b'davar, right? Mahani ishtiyah. Because there will be women, yeah, who know that there were absolutely no edim that witnessed, you know, they were in like a locked, you know, concrete shell, yeah, and they know for sure there could have no possibility that there were edim that saw them do the Maisa Bia, right? So for them, they're not going to be, you know, they're not going to be scared, yeah, and they're going to say, well, you know what, yeah, there's not going to be that, you know, it can't be that there's that edim that Bedina Sayam, right? So all we're saying is here, yeah, that basically that would be the reason, yeah, why according to if you had Rav Sheshes' issue, yeah, then it's not going to be true, because they're going to know that there's not Adam and Medina Siam, and therefore they really will be scared of the waters, because they'll know that there's no way out for them, yeah. So the only problem that's going to be is for the innocent woman, yeah, who people are going to say, ah, there's Adam and Medina Siam. But this woman who knows that there's not Adam and Medina Siam, she's going to take the waters very seriously.
Good. Beautiful.
Very nice. Okay. Beautiful.